News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Emerald Coast Coins is here. Stephanie Dotson is in the studio with me. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Wow, I feel like we haven't seen each other in a bit.
I know. We were just talking about how it feels like it's been like forever because it's been kind of crazy.
Yes, it has. But the good news is we're here together again. And if you have questions, we're going to put that number up there right away, 850-437-1620. Lots to talk about in the coin market and what is happening.
Gosh.
So tell us everything.
Oh my gosh. So we were just talking about this too. I think the last time I was physically here, gold was like $3,300, something like that. It's over $5,000
wow.
an ounce now.
That's
what?
Crazy.
Now, it was last week, I think. It got up to like $5,500 and then it dropped like $400 or $500, $600
mm-hmm.
really quick, but it's trying to recover. I don't know where it's going to stay. And I always tell people that, like, I can't, you know, I'm not a psychic. I can't figure these things out. I'm just
right?
here for the ride, man. But like gold's like over, like today it's at $5,058 and silver is like $82 an
wow.
ounce, which is insane. Having said that, that makes a lot of stuff in our, like in the coin world, in the gold and silver world, that makes a lot of things change.
Mm-hmm.
So it changes the way we buy and sell stuff. It changes some things that I can't buy right now, like sterling silver. And, you know, we talk about that every time. So, like, right now we're not buying sterling silver because I don't have an outlet for it.
Oh,
all the big
okay.
guys and all the refineries are like, hold up, wait a minute. I'm getting too much.
Okay. Well, first of all, let's talk about
yes.
your business and tell us where you're located and what you all do, because we want to make sure that people really understand this is a very unique
yes.
business.
We are a very niche business.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are. So Emerald Coast Coin's been around. We're going on 24 years this year.
No kidding.
Stop it, right? We're at 1811 Creighton Road. We're a Monday through Friday shop. We're open when the markets are open. Monday and Friday, we're 9 to 5. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we close at 4. We started closing for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
We close from 12:30 to 1 every day because we need to be able to eat and breathe. And it just got to
her,
a point.
Every time I drive by, they are busy. I mean, that's amazing. I'm thinking, what is everybody doing?
So we just started that at the beginning of February. And I don't think this is going to be like a forever, like close for lunch forever. This
mm-hmm.
is just a for right now so we
gotcha.
Can catch our breath. You know, we'll get back to our normal Monday through Friday close in between 5 and 4
mm-hmm.
eventually. But right now, we need a breath.
No, that makes sense.
It's hard. Even with you know, we have a good staff. There's like 5 or 6 of us there, and it's a great staff. But man, it gets tough sometimes.
You're busy. This is a busy time, no
it
doubt
is.
About it. So 2026 is looking pretty good.
2026 has been great so far. Like I was saying, other news.
Yes.
Dad's officially retired.
Wow.
What?
Congrats.
Dad. So if Dad's retired, that means Duncan's retired.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so crazy.
Congratulations, I think.
Yes. Congratulations to Dad and mm-hmm. Duncan. Now, he'll bring Duncan up every once in a while just so
Duncan's
can say
dog.
Hey. Duncan's the dog.
Just to clarify.
So sorry. And we have, you know, there's a lot of us that have animals there, so we'll probably bring up some of our animals here and there. Not Duncan or Archie.
Mm-hmm.
My worker, she brings him up a couple of times a week, and he's amazing.
Aww.
He looks like Duncan.
I love it.
Yeah.
So tell me what's been happening now. We've been to February. Valentine's is this weekend.
And
you could get some special coins for that, right?
You could get some silver. We still have we have some more 2026 Silver Eagles on order. You can definitely get some more of those. I don't know if I have any heart-shaped silver right now, but I do get that in every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to come in and check. Come
okay.
in and see what we have. I'm trying to think if I've gotten anything newish in lately, and not really, because everything has been so crazy with the market being so high. It's mostly just been, like, typical silver and silver stuff.
Right.
Silver bullion, like just regular silver bars and silver coins. But there's still, you know, there's something in there for everybody.
Okay.
You just got to look for it.
Okay. Well, I love the display cases because there's so many unique things. And you
yes.
talk a lot about these silver eagles.
I do.
And some of the other things. So for Valentine's Day, do you have any ideas on some gifts for that?
So, I mean, besides the silver eagles, you know me, I always go to the Morgan dollars,
mm-hmm.
the old school Morgan dollars, just because that's old money. You know, it's cowboy money, and that's one of my favorites. You know, what else could there be in there? I'm trying to think if we got anything else. We even have, like, little 1 gram, like, if you have kids, like, little 1 gram pieces that you want to give them, just a tiny little, hey, this is silver. Start them young.
Right.
Learning that
stuff. That's pretty cute. I like that.
Yeah, they're so cute. And sometimes we'll get them in different shapes. Like, yeah, I know the kids are into, like, emojis and stuff. So there's, you know, certain little emojis that we'll have, too.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. Well, and then there's Pensacon right around the corner.
Oh, gosh, I'm so excited.
So I know you got some stuff in for that.
Let's see. Do I have some Star Wars right now? I have a few Star Wars. That's been really big, probably because Pensacon's coming up. Mm-hmm. Everybody's been grabbing in that Star Wars stuff. I want to say I had a Homer Simpson not too long ago.
What?
And King of the Hill. Like, we get all kinds of cool cartoon-like, you know, or anime stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I wish we would get in, like, Pokemon, but I haven't seen any of those.
Right.
But if I ever do.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be fun. So much fun.
We're talking this morning on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, with our coin expert and money expert, Stephanie Dotson. She is here with Emerald Coast Coin. So if you have a question or want to text it in, 850-437-1620.
Yes. What else has been going on? We close for lunch. So we'll go back to the silver stuff. So I'm not buying sterling silver right now. We've talked about, I typically would buy flatware, your sterling flatware, and forks and spoons and platters and stuff like that. But right now we're not purchasing that because, again, the big guys are not buying that. And if they're not buying that, then I can't purchase it because I can't sit on stuff forever. We are, though, we still buy the scrap jewelry, the unwanted broken jewelry. Gold, as long as you get in an hour prior to closing. Now, every once in a while, I have to do that a little bit sooner because we get over inundated with the stuff.
Right.
It's a lot. So it's always good to call and check with us to see what we're doing, what we're buying, what our prices are. I'm never, you know, as long as you ask me specific questions, I can give you an answer over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I can always do that for you.
Okay.
And our phone number is 850-473-1515.
And you do have a website that people can go to?
Yeah, you can go to the Facebook page, and then you can message us on Facebook. Again, it's like I've sometimes been like a week out like answering or a couple days out. I'm like, I'm so sorry I didn't see it. Like when we get that moment to breathe at night when we get home, I'm usually just like getting my pajamas on and going to bed.
I love it. Well, join the club.
Right? Like, whoo, it's just so, like, you talked about driving by and seeing it full. Like, mm-hmm. We have people parked in our parking lot, the parking lot's next door, behind us.
So what is bringing people in? That was my question.
The prices.
The prices. The people wanting to buy gold
or sell it. Buy and sell, both.
Okay.
Like, you know, even if a few weeks ago, for every one person that was selling, three people were wanting to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, it's kind of evened out a little bit. It's kind of evened out, so I'll have, you know, one come in and buy and one come in and sell, and, you know, it'll go back and forth like that all day. I'm just waiting for the other shoe to fall, just like everybody else, to see what's going to happen.
Right. What is your recommendation right now? If I've never bought silver or gold, how do I get started?
I always say come in and just have a conversation with us because every person is different.
Mm-hmm.
Every person is different. What I may like might not be something that you're liking, or what, you know, one person can afford may not be what, you know, the other person can afford. So come in and have a, you know, just have a conversation, and then usually we can work it out together, because you know I'm just here to help you find what you like, not necessarily, you know, not investing or anything like that.
But
like, you know, we've talked about it, my niche is the cool silver coins. So I like the Star Wars, I like the Year of the Horse and the Year of the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things that cost more, the Kookaburras and the Quakkas. So I like the cool looking silver.
That
where everybody else,
like fun.
Somebody else might just like, oh, I just need like a silver eagle. Or I just need a little silver bar.
So typically, what is the pricing then on, say, a silver eagle now? What is it going for now?
So when prices go high, because silver got up to over $120, and then it dropped way back down.
Mm-hmm.
So when prices fluctuate like they have been, where they're constantly going up and down, premiums will always change.
Right.
You know, even if I'm losing money, my premiums are still going to change, which that happens. So where a few weeks ago, silver eagles were plus $5, $6 mm-hmm. over spot, now they're plus $10 to $12.
Wow. Okay.
And that's just because, you know, it's going to cost me more to buy them. So mm-hmm. it's got to cost me more to sell them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you're just listening, we're talking with Stephanie Dotson with Emerald Coast Coins. If you have a question for her, 850-437-1620, you know, it might be very worthwhile for you to take a look at your grandpa's old jewelry box or your grandma's. I mean, if you have some of those things sitting around and you're thinking, they're not worth anything, you might be surprised.
You might be surprised. And we always tell everybody to check like inside books. Check behind drawers, you know, when you're looking at stuff, because it could be they could hide stuff everywhere, anywhere and everywhere. So check everywhere and just bring in a little box at a time. You know, we can go through it a little bit at a time. I have what I call a cheat sheet for you that tells you all the better dates to look for.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
You didn't bring that in for me.
I did. Well, I'll bring it in for you next time. All the better
dates
to look for.
Where's my cheat sheet?
So we have those and that helps out so much because, you know, we don't want to look on the internet and then we're going to Google 1944 wheat penny and then we're going to see like a whole bunch of different prices when they made millions of these coins. So I always tell people books are still the best source of information when you're trying to figure out what to do with your coins.
Well, so many people have asked me now that I do this show with you and I'm saying, but I'm not the expert. Stephanie's the expert. But people are asking, well, what has the effect been so far? Can you tell now that they're discontinuing the penny?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Literally nothing. It's going to be, I tell everybody, you know, Canada stopped their penny production years ago and their pennies are still like, they're nothing.
Yeah.
They're just useless pennies now. There's still going to be those handful that are worth money. You know, for us, it's a 1909 SVDB. It's a 1914D.
Mm-hmm. The 1955
the double D? The 1955 double died.
That's the one
exactly,
I know.
Exactly, yep. So, you know, things like that will still have a monetary value. Other than that, I mean, a penny is a penny. So, now I know they had some, like, sell, like, where they did the auction and they sold, like, I think a gold one and then, like, the last one they minted. And they had a big auction, but that's the only reason is because it was the last one they minted.
Interesting.
Not because it was a 2025.
So we've talked about this before, but in case someone has an interest in foreign coins, I know you've said that your brother's really the expert on that.
He is.
You do have some favorites, don't you?
When we go to my favorite foreign coins, I go ancient. And it's the Athenian owl, and we have some in the store now. We got some back in the store. My favorite coin is the Athenian owl. And they're from like 400, 449 BC.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got Athena on one side and her owl on the other. So those are my absolute.
Think about that, though. The year. That I can't even get my mind around that. 449
BC.
BC.
Like, I cannot wrap my head around that I'm holding something that's that old.
So they were trading in coins that long ago.
Yep.
That's just remarkable.
They're so cool. Like, that's my favorite coin ever.
Is there the most expensive coin in the world? I mean, I don't expect
that. I have no idea.
Emerald Coast Coins has that. But
no.
That's what is this called again?
Numismatics. Yep, that word. Numismatists.
So there must be information about that kind of thing. Because once you go down this rabbit hole, you've started me on it now.
Yeah.
I've been paying attention and looking at my quarters and looking at, because cash is becoming less of a thing.
That's what they say.
So
now at my store, cash is king.
True.
I don't take credit or debit on, you know, a lot of stuff. So, you know, cash or check. We're one of the few places that still take checks.
Yeah. That really?
Yeah.
Handwritten ones.
Handwritten.
You know, it's so funny. This is totally off the subject, but I had a youngster tell me the other day that they've never written a check and wouldn't know how to.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
I made sure my oldest knew how to write a check.
Mm-hmm.
So he could write a check if he needed to.
Yeah.
But other than that, nope. A lot of these kids nowadays, you know, they don't teach that in school, apparently.
No, apparently not. They don't even teach how to write in cursive. But
that's true.
That's a whole other show.
That is a whole other show.
If you've got a question about coins, maybe you've got one in your jewelry box that you've been looking at thinking, I bet you this is valuable.
Right?
Just give us a text at 850-437-1620, talking with Stephanie Dotson with Emerald Coast Coins. So now we're into February. Valentine's Day is here.
Yes.
You've got the Pensacon coming up. So there's always some great gift ideas with coins. But if you're thinking about collecting, what would you recommend to someone that said, you know what, I'm really interested. This has been a fun topic this morning. Where do I start?
So then I go back to come in and talk to me because when I'm talking to somebody, I can generally find like what their little niche might be, you know, like some people who might be into what is the Harry Potter. Like,
right.
Harry Potter. Like, there's some coins in Harry Potter that I can actually do, like, have in the store. They're little barber dimes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little animal in one of the Harry Potters. He goes after one of those coins. So, like, you know, you can start collecting coins that way. Some people just want to start off, well, I'm just going to start with something that's easy. That might be pennies, or that might be Franklin half dollars. My tongue is tied today. Because they're easy. They're easy to get. To get a whole set of Franklin half dollars would be very easy. What else would they? And then cowboy money. Cowboy money. So just come in and sit down and talk with me, and we can usually find your niche. Like, I will have people that come in almost every week, and they will collect anything from just the random foreign coins we have,
right,
in our buckets to, you know, pennies and nickels and dimes. And they're, you know, they're not going to be like expensive coins, but it's a cool coin collection that they want and they have.
So they can just start
with that.
Well, I've said before that I had my own little book.
Yes.
And I just started with that.
Yep. And that's all it takes. It just takes one little spark.
Okay. Talking with Stephanie Dotson with Emerald Coast Coins. So do you see trends now coming into 2026? Any special coins coming out this year? I know they've done some Susan B. Anthony coins in the past, and they have different things. Do you know of any that are coming up now?
I don't know any off the top of my head. I do know that the Mint started making some, like, superhero coins. So they have, which I haven't seen any in person yet, they have Superman and they have Wonder Woman and they have Batman.
Okay.
Now, I haven't seen any in person yet, but I want them.
Okay.
I want them desperately. And hopefully one of these days I will get one.
There you go. There you
go. So, to see what is coming out, you can go to usmint.gov
mm-hmm.
and go to their schedule, and you'll see all the coins they're going to mint for the year.
Interesting.
And what they're going to release on the Mint's website. So that's always fun and cool.
Yes, I didn't even know about that.
Yes.
You've never mentioned that before.
I came with new news.
I know. So say that again.
So usmint.gov, okay. And then go to schedule, and you'll be able to see, like, what they're going to mint for the year, whether it's the proof sets, the mint sets, special silver eagles, like anything of that sort, any gold proof coins. So they are not going to sell like the silver eagles that come in a tube.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can only get those from distributors like myself.
Right.
But they will sell like the more collectible, quote unquote, collectible
gotcha.
Stuff.
So if I was collecting something like that, I could tell you, hey, I saw this is scheduled.
Yes.
Then you could order it for me?
Yeah, definitely.
Is that how that would work?
You can order it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's whichever way, because it depends. We'd mm-hmm. have that conversation.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to say that one depends. We'll have that conversation.
Okay.
But let's see. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Yeah, we've got a few minutes left here.
Yeah.
Anything else that's trending right now? We'll have graduations coming up.
Yes. But I always help, you know, I tell you this every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, start getting your 2026 Silver Eagles when you can, because there will come a point when we can't get them anymore. You know, graduation time, when it happens, I will, you know, people will come in like crazy to get those Silver Eagles. And we have little congratulations or graduation little cases for them too. So,
That's so nice.
Yes,
though.
We have perfectly, you know, so start coming in.
Because so you want to have the year 2026. That would be so special to have that.
Yes.
That would be really great, because you could keep that forever.
Forever and ever.
It's such a nice keepsake.
It's a great little keepsake. So I always tell people, come in early. Don't wait till the day before the birthday to come in. Don't wait till Friday before Valentine's.
Or May. Yeah, exactly. Because they will definitely be gone.
Because things will disappear, because everybody will come in and look for that. Like, start planning for your December holidays now.
Exactly. Don't fool around. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate.
And then put it in a place where you're going to remember. I'm still finding Christmas presents that I hid.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
I am so serious.
Oh, that's very funny.
It's so funny.
That's not supposed to happen until you're much older, my friend.
Well, yeah, I have a very ADHD brain, so I put things everywhere.
I love it. So with Emerald Coast Coins, you've been in business now for 24 years.
Yeah.
You've got so busy. Every time I go by, you've got cars coming and going. So you've got people buying and selling gold. You're just saying, but right now, because I did sell some of my silver when I took my silverware. I had that,
yes.
My silver collection.
Mm-hmm.
You do buy that, or you're not buying
this
right now?
So we're not buying the silverware. We're not buying the forks, knives, and spoons. We're not buying that right now. But like, or jewelry, like silver jewelry.
Okay.
But
gold jewelry,
I'm buying. Gold coins, gold bullion. You know, anything like that, I'll make you an offer on. And I always tell everybody else too, you know, you can start with us and get your offer, you know, check around and see the prices and see how everything else is. I always tell my people I want them to get the most money they can.
Right.
Whether that's with me or not.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time it is, but sometimes it's not.
Right. Now, you mentioned to me that you had gone to a coin convention.
We went to a coin show in Texas in January.
Yes. What was that? What was that like?
Oh, my gosh. It was so great. And it was so great. But, like, we were so tired. You know, we usually sit up at night and talk about the day or whatever, my brother and I. And then at the end of the show, we both, you know, the nights we were there, we would eat a little bit of dinner, and we were asleep before, like, 9:30.
Oh, how funny.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
so funny. It was crazy. But we go to that show every year, and it's always, I love going to Texas. It's so much, it's a long drive, but it's so much fun. It's so much fun to go all the way out there.
So what is a coin convention like? I mean, what do you see when you go there?
The coin shows, when we have the coin shows.
Coin show,
yeah, it's
I should
okay.
say.
The coin shows, they have a whole bunch of coin dealers set up, and we just are selling, you know, we're just selling whatever we have. Whether it be old coins, gold and silver bullion, it's whatever everybody's wanting, you know, at the moment, which this year it was still more of the collectible stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and so
I
when you say collectible stuff, what does stuff include?
That's what I was going to get to. So collectible stuff would be like the Morgan and Peace dollars, my mm-hmm. cowboy money that I love so much. Old pennies, like super old pennies, old half dollars, things that they're going to put in their actual like collections.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of stuff. We did still sell some gold and silver bullion, like the, you know, the 10-ounce bars and the 1-ounce bars and that kind of stuff. But mostly this year it was everything that all the numismatic stuff.
Right.
Which was fun. And it's always fun to sit there and just talk to everybody about what their favorite collecting thing is.
I would imagine, because now you're with your people.
Yes. And what's even more fun is like we're in Conroe, Texas. It's far, far away. We'll have people that are there that also come here every year, like come to my shop here.
Oh,
it's
no kidding.
So much fun. Like there's one in particular, this kid, he's still a kid, but I've watched him grow from this tiny little like 8-year-old to mm-hmm. he's towering over his dad now, driving himself to the coin show. And I'm like, what happened?
Oh my gosh, time goes so fast.
It goes so,
doesn't
I'm
it?
Like, what happened? You're here by yourself. And he's like, yeah, dad might come later. I'm like,
oh my goodness.
Okay, grown up.
I love that. Isn't like, it interesting though? Because when you start young, you do have an affinity for this.
You do. And it's just, it's so great. I love it. It makes me feel old, too, because he was so little when he first started coming in.
Well, this is kind of an odd question, but it came into my mind.
Yeah.
Has AI affected your business? Did you see any evidence of that at the coin show?
So, no, not so much AI as I would say just the coin apps in general, I think, affect our business because everybody's like, well, this coin app says that my coin's worth like $3,000. And so I guess in effect, maybe AI, because if you Google something, Google AI pops up now. And what it's going to show me is what everybody searches the most. You know, it's going to show you what everybody searches the most. Doesn't mean it's true.
Right.
Just means that's what everybody's looking for. And that's the answers they're getting.
Mm-hmm. And you got to be careful of that because it's not fact.
That's why I tell everybody books, get a book. Mm-hmm. You have to flip the page and figure it out yourself. I can help you. We can learn together.
Mm-hmm.
But we cannot trust the internet for everything.
So that's why you need to give Emerald Coast Coins a call.
Yeah, 850-473-1515.
And you do have a great Facebook page. And one of the things that's cool is if you've got a coin and you may be curious about the value but may not have time to stop by, you can post that, a picture of that, correct?
Definitely. You can message us a picture and then call me and be like, hey, I sent a picture. You know, can you check it out? And we'll check it out for you because I would definitely not want you to drive from like Destin
mm-hmm,
and
right.
me tell you your coin is only worth, you know, not even gas money.
Right, right.
So definitely call. And we're, you know, we're getting to a point right now. Sometimes I don't get to the phone right away. It's so busy. We're mm-hmm. all helping somebody. Just keep trying, you know, give us 10 or 15 minutes, call again.
Okay.
You know, so just keep trying. It's just, we're very overwhelmed.
Okay.
We're doing the very best we can.
Oh, well, we know that for sure. And with Valentine's coming up, that might be a special coin you could get.
Yeah.
Maybe you've got an anniversary date, something
Definitely.
Like that.
Yeah, just come on in and check everything we have. So we're at 1811 Creighton Road,
mm-hmm.
and we're Monday through Friday. Monday and Friday, we close at 5. Tuesdays, Wednesday, Thursday, you close at 4. Close for lunch, 12:30 to 1.
Okay. Talking with Stephanie Dotson. Give that address one more time.
1811 Creighton Road.
Okay. Stephanie, it's always a pleasure. I always learn so much, and I definitely keep an eye out for the coins now.
Definitely.
And it's all your fault.
You're welcome.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back in just a few minutes right after the news on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.